Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading assigned for today is from Genesis chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. The search for Eden's gate in the garden has occupied the dreams and pilgrimages of humankind through the ages. Where is the way to paradise? Where is the gate of heaven? The age-old question, how do I get to heaven? From the time of the Tower of Babel to this day, nothing has changed as people search for the gate of heaven. In March 1997, 39 members of a cult named Heaven's Gate, committed suicide in California as they sought to beam up to a UFO purported to be hiding behind a comet. It was claimed that this spacecraft would take them into heaven. Now, while we are tempted to make fun of those poor people who succumbed to the lies of the devil, we must take an honest look at ourselves. How often have we considered the gate to heaven for us as being good people, or at least better, or not as bad as my coworker or neighbor? That must count for something. Or maybe we're not bothered by it, so we just deny that there really is even a heaven or a hell. Or if we grant that there is a heaven, maybe not a hell. For how can a God of love let anyone not come into the gates of heaven? We reframe God to our liking. So where in the world is the gate of heaven? Here in this word, inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by the hand of Moses, you have the answer to the question of the ages. Where in the world is the gate of heaven? Jacob, the son of Isaac and great grandson of Father Abraham, receives the answer and declares that the gate of heaven is the house of God. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob was a sinful man by nature who was no different than any of us, and who, like you, in thought, in word, and in deed, transgressed the law of God. This second son of Isaac and Rebekah had deceived his father, and this younger brother of Esau had gotten the eldest son's birthright and blessing. Jacob deserved to be driven out of the promised land. Added to the family atmosphere of suspicion, deceit, mistrust, and revengeful anger, There was the ever possibility that Jacob might take a wife who was not of the chosen people of God. So the secluded walk on this dust-laden earth of death accompanied only one's sins, a troubled conscience, and the accusations of the evil one is the pilgrimage to the pit. Nighttime and darkness of this world heighten transgressions, thoughts, and indictments. Jacob had come to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of those stones, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. Now, this place was no different than the place he passed a quarter mile back, or the place that would come a quarter mile ahead. Above him and far beyond him are the heavenly stars. Man is here, and in the night, the gate of heaven seems even farther away, even beyond the stars. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give to you and to your descendants. And your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And by you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you. Then Jacob wakes up from his sleep and says, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. The house of God is the gate of heaven. Now we ask the question, what makes a place the house of God? It is wherever the Lord God is graciously present, and the direction is from heaven above to earth. The house of God is the gate of heaven when the Lord God is graciously present with all the benefits and blessings of his people from Jesus. Where Jesus is, there's the gate of heaven. And the presence of the Lord is wherever his word of promise, the gospel, is proclaimed. First to Adam and Eve in the garden with the promise of the seed of the woman as the Savior. Repeated to the early church fathers like Enoch, Noah, and Abraham, and now declared to Jacob. Jesus, the word made flesh, is the proclamation that is the gate of heaven. You see, it's not really Jacob's ladder, and we're not climbing higher and higher. It's Yahweh's ladder. And he descended lower and lower. He starts at the top in heaven with the angels ascending and descending. And because we could not come to him, he has come to us. Luther puts it this way. This dream signified the infinite, inexpressible, and wondrous mystery of the incarnation of Christ, who was to descend from the patriarch Jacob. This wonderful ascent and descent of angels to see the highest and lowest completely united in one and the same person, the highest God lying in a manger. On Jesus' ladder, he comes to us, and we hear the Word made flesh and dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and tabernacled there for us. And Jesus himself reminds us, truly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Yahweh's presence among us is incarnational, and that is what we confess. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. The Son of God came down from heaven to do his Father's will, to fulfill the law in your place, to atone for the sins of the world, and to die in your place on that cross, and to rise again for you. So where in the world is the gate of heaven? It is where the Lord is present. Indeed, where his word is preached in truth and purity, and his sacraments are administered as Christ instituted them. In holy absolution, you bask in the forgiveness of your sins. There in your baptism, you rejoice in his giving your faith, life, and salvation. In the Lord's Supper, you receive the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of your faith. There you have the same thankful hearts as Jacob, who awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. How awesome is this place? How awesome is our Lord, who tells you where he will be and where you can find him in his sacraments and his word, where you receive forgiveness, life, and salvation, that gate of heaven. So, dear friends, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. He has paid the price for you. Jesus is the gate of heaven, and he proclaims to you, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done of which I have spoken to you." Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the gate of heaven. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.